is you've got your phones out. You can actually take it and share it. We're live now on Facebook. So find it on Father's House Group and then share it to your own page. And let's get the message out there today that God's good. He's alive. We're alive because of him. And great things are about to take place and happen. So we want to bless you all this morning. And Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, that you are the Lord God, the amazing one, the all-powerful one, all-seeing one, omnipotent one. We just bless you this morning. We honor you, Father, and we give you all the glory and the praise, for you are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. You are mighty because of who you are, that you do not change and you do not waver, and that you have an intentional plan building up for your return here to us in the earth. So we bless you, Lord. We bless you this morning. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor because you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. So we bless this morning in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you're welcome this morning. Just come with us, be live with us this morning, be in us, be around us, and work through us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So, just as we roll out this morning, we want to just welcome you all here today because you are special and it's good to have you here. You might have noticed the title of the message this morning is that Walls Will Fall. You know, and so many of us have actually been encountering stuff and encountering things that have caused us to actually question life, question things that have been happening to us. Who are we? Why are we here? And what can we do? Is my life going to be just a blip? Or will I leave this life knowing that I have left a legacy behind, that my children get an inheritance from me, that my brothers and sisters get something from my life, that I've been sowing purposely into the kingdom of God that outreaches and touches other lives? When walls come at you and walls are around you, sometimes you can look at it. And there used to be the old chorus, you know, the song which said, you know, talking about Jesus' love, how wide, how deep and how high and how low, you know, and sometimes a wall in front of you can be very much like that. It's just this huge, huge thing. You know, and you take a look at the wall of China, the great wall, how much it spans and how much it goes up and down over the mountain ranges there in China. You know, but a wall is there for a reason. It's there to either hinder you from getting through to a place or to protect you behind the wall so that nobody gets into you. So it can have a dual purpose. But I want to look this morning at what walls we encounter in life that actually cause us problems, cause us issues, you know, because there is walls and scenarios that will come against your life that will affect you and will cause you to actually waver even in your faith, will cause you to think, oh, my days, would I not be better out of this world altogether? And that's the very things that we don't want, those thoughts and those patterns in our life that raise up to come against us to try and destroy our peace and destroy what words are in our heads that we know who we are. We know that we are sons and daughters of the living God. We know that we are royalty. But you know what? There is times in life when we all hit them, and honesty is the fact that we hit them, and sometimes we keep it to ourselves. We hide it away inside and we don't tell our friends or our family, but we think, I can do this. I can manage this. I can get through this. And yet there's something about reaching out and bringing others into your circle that will cause life to flow again and will cause you to actually step up, be encouraged and be loved by those that are around you. So my word today is don't block them out. Don't keep them at a distance, but bring them in and say, hey, I'm struggling here. I've had a hard week. I've had this letter from the bank comes in and they're threatening to take back the house. You know, there's certain circumstances in life that come against you. And really, you're not meant to fight them on your own. You're not meant to be the lone guy with the hammer and the chisel trying to work his way through the wall to get a hole, to get some light into where you feel you're surrounded and enclosed into. It's something about there's sometimes we need the help of others to actually help us attack the wall that's in front of us and to bring it down, even if that's brick by brick. But there is light at the other side of that wall. And those walls were designed, a wall is designed to protect and to keep out or keep in. But they are built and they are built up bit by bit. And you know what? Sometimes they can come down like that. And other times it's a process that we've got to journey through in life and see those walls that block us and actually just obscure our vision from the truth and the reality of what God's word speaks over us, that you are the son and a daughter of the living God, that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, there is scriptural truths, the word of God that has been given to us for us to stand upon. It is the rock, Christ Jesus. And certain times in life, we hit walls and there's nowhere else to go. There is nobody else that can help except your Savior, Jesus Christ himself. And sometimes we need to find our way back to the foot of the cross and to submit our lives once again to the Father to say, hey, Lord, I am stuck. I've tried all my way. I've gone my way. And you know what? It's not working, God. I've got to have help. And I need you, Jesus. You know, and that's where we need to get to some point in life when we actually have a hard scenario in front of us, a situation that there's just no real seeming way through or a possibility of breakthrough. But yet, you know, in your head that God has breakthrough, but sometimes you just can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't sense it. You can't feel it. And that's the times when we need to press in, because it's in those darkest hours that we need the Lord Jesus Christ, that we need him to be around us, to hold us in his arms. He says that you're in the palm of my hand and nothing can pluck you out. You know, that's the verses you need to remember in those scenarios and those situations of hardness and darkness and weariness of your heart, weariness of your soul. Some people refer to it as the dark night of the soul. And you're just in this deep pit and there's no way out that you can see. But there is a way, because your Father holds you. Your Father watches over you. Your Father knows the very number of hairs on the top of your head. That's how much he cares about you. He knows you. He is with you. And even in those dark, dark areas, when you think he's not there, he is. He is right beside you, standing with you and helping you get through so that the daylight comes and the newness of a fresh day opens up before you and you begin to see things like you've never seen before. There is always a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. And this is why we talk about walls that come down, because they will come down. I mean, when God's people, the Israelites, marched around the walls of Jericho, although it was known as a twin wall city, it was like the impregnable of impregnable cities, as it would have been known in those days, a strong fortress that an army would go up against and would struggle to get through. But in this scenario, God had a different plan and a different way of approaching it. And although the children of Israel marched around the wall, they did what? They obeyed what the Father had given them an instruction to do, to march around in quiet and not to blow or make a sound until the seventh time around the mountain. And so God has a plan and a purpose for your wall to come down, and your wall in his plan will come down. There is hope. There is light. And God is on your side. Do you hear me? God is on your side. He will not fail you. He will never forsake you. And he says he will never see his children begging bread. That is the faithfulness of a God that loves and pours out upon you, his goodness surrounding you and walking you out of a difficult season and getting your heart back into a right place with the Father. And that's where we start at this morning. You know, this morning is a morning to actually make your heart right before the Father. And you know, if you have been walking away, you've been dabbling in the other things of the world, and your life has not been as pure or as focused into Jesus as you know it should have been. And then you've got problems, and now your mind's even saying, well, you know, you can come back to Jesus now, but he's not going to listen to you. You haven't even been interested in him. You haven't spent time with them. You haven't even read your word, his word, over this past couple of weeks. You've never prayed to him. Why on earth would he now help you or stand with you? Get those lies of the enemy and kick them out of your life. Kick them out of your head, because that is not truth. Your Father is a lover of your soul. He is always there for you, and his intention and his heart is to do you good. So when the enemy tries to stop you from approaching him, well, then stop those thoughts, kick them into touch, and come back to the Father. You know, there is everything at the foot of the cross. There is everything that comes to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no obstacle that you cannot overcome. There is no mountain that you cannot speak to, and it will not move because you declare it and decree it to move. Amen? So God is faithful. God is true. He will not, never, ever let you down. And that is truth. You can take it to the bank. That's the word of God for you today, that he is in the midst of your insurmountable problems. When you don't see the way through, when you don't know where your next meal is coming from, where you don't know where your next available car is coming from, where you don't know how you're going to get to your job the rest of this week. And these can be real scenarios, real problems for many of us. But, you know, in the midst of a storm, there is one who walks to you on the water, and his name is Jesus. All it takes for you is to lift your eyes to him and return to him. And if that's you this morning, you want to just make your life right with the Father, make it well with him so that you increase in him like he has planned for you to increase. There is nothing that is impossible for God. In our natural eyes, it looks impossible and we don't see the way out. But, you know, in the midst of an impossible situation, God will bring a scenario. God will bring truth to you. God will bring wisdom and revelation to you that will help you see his way and his move to actually get you out of where you are. And all that requires many times is an actual from your heart opening up to the Father and allowing him into that place to stand with you and be with you forever. Amen. So in Ephesians 3:20, the Bible speaks there and says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Now to him who is able, who is the able one, well, that's our Savior, Jesus Christ, the rock, the strong tower, your fortress, the place that you can run into and be safe and secure. You know, he can do far more abundantly and beyond. Beyond means you can think about something. Well, he goes a bit beyond. He takes you to another extreme to bring to your life the purposes of your God so that you get to walk in his ways. According to the power that works within who? Within us, within you. There is a power that has been given to you, has been blessed to you, and is opened up to you. So you have access right into the very holy of holies where God is through Jesus Christ, your Savior. His blood washed you clean. So return to Jesus this morning and get all that is the benefits of heaven for your life. It's there for you to come to the throne room, and it is there to be you to be blessed by being there. But the door is open. Sometimes we don't choose to go there, but that door is always open to you. There is always a way back to the Father, and repentance and turning away from things we've taken on board, things we've watched on TV that we know we shouldn't have watched. You know, well, then pray, ask God to forgive you and let those things go. And don't return to them. The problem is sometimes we return to the wall that has built around us, and we start and we chip at it and we think we can do it. You can't do it. You need the Father's help. There is only one who is stronger, who can do what you cannot do, and that's him, your Savior, Jesus Christ. So you always be focused on the Father. Always return to him. Keep short accounts with the Father so you walk within the glory realm of the kingdom of heaven, where your powers is, where your strength is, where your rock is, the Lord Jesus Christ, always moving, always for your good. So you want to keep that focus ever in front of you, that no matter what wall I'm facing, I can hear from the Father, like the Israelites did at the walls of Jericho, learn what his ways, because they're totally different from the world's ways. And he has a different approach where he tackles obstacles on our behalf. And actually, you don't know where he's going to bring the miracle from. That is the goodness of God that surrounds you, because God's goodness is a surrounding power force around you, and he will always turn up at your darkest night. He will be there for you with an abundance and beyond that you're not expecting, because greater is his ways and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You know, in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 13, there is a declaration made there, and it says there, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Man. And you will only be above and be not underneath. Come on now. This is the God's word in the word of God in this book for us. I'll speak this again. And the Lord will make you the head. What's he going to make you? The head. You weren't designed to be the tail, the back end of the dog. You were designed to be the head. And this is where he is taking you. And if you haven't realized it yet, well, this is the journey that you're on, because your God is greater. Your God is intending you to make you the head of your circumstances and no longer be the tail that gets wagged about. But he is in the process of swapping your life around. Since you said yes to Jesus, he is in the process of changing your life and making you beautiful, but also leading you into that deeper love relationship with him, that you have a peace that he gives you that very seldom gets ruffled. And when it does, you know the source, the supply, the rock that you can turn to and go to and find your deliverance, find your way out, find the secret things that he can reveal to us that show us a way through a storm that no one else gets to see. Amen. So God is good. He is. You will only be above. You will only be above and not be underneath. The enemy and the world want to walk all over you. The enemy's process and strategy is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God's kingdom brings you blessing, brings you favor, brings you anointing, and brings you scenarios to take you out of tribulation and trials that you find yourself in. His ways bring freedom. His ways bring joy. His ways bring you peace, because you know who is with you in the middle of the storm. Amen. You know, so there's a plan. There's stuff that God has said that you need to decree over your life, even on a daily basis, that you need to speak out what God's word speaks about you, because his word is truth and it will do you good. You know, so in Job 22 and verse 28, you will also decree a thing and that it will be established for you, and the light will shine on your ways. So there's that thing about, again, a decree, that you make a decree that if there's a wall in front of you today, you speak to that wall and say, hey, wall, in the name and the power and authority that I have inside of me through Jesus Christ, I speak to you and I command you to tumble, to break down and to go from my life right now. You are no longer welcome here, and you cannot stand in front of the presence of my King, who is my head, who is my authority and my leader in life. And I call you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. So you speak to it, you decree it, because you will also decree a thing and it will be established for you. So out of your voice, you're decreeing. Out of your word, you're decreeing the words of God are spoken over your life, using them against the enemy for your blessing, your purposes, and to destroy the attacks of the enemy that are coming at you right now. There is a way like no other way, and only Jesus can lead you in that way. He said he is the only way, the truth and the life. So you want to be focused in on the Father and know where he is leading you, where he's taking you in this season. And Job 22 and verse 29, it says, when you are cast down, okay, you got the wall around you, you're cast down, you're feeling in a low place, you can't see, you know, the tree through the trees to where the light is. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But listen to this. When you are cast down, you will speak with confidence, and the humble person he will save. Do you know, there again it says you can be completely bound up, but you know what? You still have a voice. You still have breath. You can still speak out the words of truth over your life and make those decrees that stick because you know them truth. You don't need to feel it. You don't need to sense it, but you need to speak it out. You need to utter the truth of the word of God over your life. And out of that place, the word will come alive. The word has power in it. The word is Jesus Christ. His words over you are powerful to the bringing down of what? Strongholds, principalities and powers that are coming against your life today. And you need to stand, you need to arise out of your place of lethargy and thinking, woe is me. Get rid of the woe is me. Stand up into the blessings of God that he has ordained for you. He has ordained for you. You hear me? He has ordained ways for you that you are not yet walking in. And he is calling you today to arise out of where you are, like the Joseph in the pit. There is a way to get out of the pit. And out of that pit then leads you into the future. And out of that future, like Joseph, you will end up in a place where God positions you to be greater than you ever thought was possible. You have greatness built into you because of the love of the Father and because the Spirit of the living God dwells inside of you. So you need to tap into that today, understand who you are and that the God has a blessing plan for you. Amen. And in Job 23, verse 17, but I'm not silenced by the darkness, nor deep gloom when it covers me. Do you hear that? You're not silenced. You can feel like you're bound up and you can't move. You've got a straight jacket on, but you still have a voice. You are not silenced, nor let your voice be silenced. Speak words of truth over yourself. Make a decree. Make a declaration. My God is greater. My God is greater. And begin to actually bring these things to the surface of your life and speak it until your spirit gets it. Because there's times we say things and it, you know, we say, yeah, okay. But you need to get into the process of repeat, repeat, repeat. Because out of repetitiveness, that what you are speaking out will get into your spirit. And when it hits your spirit will get ignited and it will come alive with the very words you're speaking out. It's the word that you give to yourself and declare to yourself is powerful, but it's even more powerful when you use the scriptures, when you use the word of the Father that you know is truth for you today. Your freedom awaits your ability to stand and look, focus on him, speak out the words of truth and move forward in the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God is key. You know, the whole word, this Bible, this truth that we have is key. It's been given to us. My goodness, was it not chiseled out in stone for Moses? So it was words decreed from God were put in stone. And this is our stone. This is our reality book. This is our truth, our ability to find out what God says about us, then use it as a weapon in your hand to defeat the enemy, his wiles and his strategies to come at you and to take you out. And we say today, no, in the name of Jesus Christ, that there is no weapon formed against you that will prosper because this word is the word of God over my life. And those sort of declarations you want to make, because David, who became king of Israel, when he was a young man, it says that he fought bears, he fought lions. And then he went on to fight Goliath. I mean, this guy, David, was like many parents today would say, when the kids called, can we go out? David's at the door. He wants me to go out and play with them. And mom would be in the kitchen. Are you joking? You're not going out with that. That idiot plays with bears and lions. I ain't letting you out to play with him, because there was a wildness to David and God was in the process of training him to be king. And so there's this whole thing in Isaiah, in 1 Samuel 27 and verse 6. God's processes don't always take us in the route that we think that we will end up going down. Many times when God speaks and starts a journey for you, he gets you to step onto one stone. And then when you get there, you think, oh, the next one's going to be directly in front of me. And then God says, no, you're going left here. No, this one, now you turn right. No, this one, you step one back. And God takes you on his journey because he knows the ways that is best for you. And the ability to listen to him, hear his voice, is how we get through that pathway and step on the stones that take us in the path of righteousness and his truth and his ways that get revealed to us for our benefit and for his glory. Amen. So you look at the story in 1 Samuel 27, and it says, verse 6 here, it speaks about David is fighting on behalf of Achish, the Philistine king. But in the midst of this, when he's in another nation and he's like taking his men to do war on behalf of the Philistines, who are like the Israeli enemies. So David ends up this part of his life not being on his home territory, but he's fighting someone else's battles. And in the midst of that season, Achish, it says here in verse 6, says, so Achish gave him Ziklag that day. And therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. So even though he wasn't in his own nation and he was fighting for another king, but out of that, the blessings of God were given to him and it remained in the hand of the Israelites forever because the Philistine king gave Ziklag to David to honor him. So there was an inheritance that was given to him from the world, but God uses it to bless. And then the story goes on, as we know, in 1 Samuel 30 and starting in verse 1. And we're just going to read that because this is important to get this today, that we get to sense what God is speaking to us directly today. And in verse 1, it says, then it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and on Ziklag, and had overthrown Ziklag and burned it with fire. Do you see the picture of a man that's been out working in a different field, returning to his field, not just to find that his wives and children were gone and his men's wives and children were gone, but his very homestead, his fort, his personal dwelling place was burned to the ground. Everything was gone. Everything had been taken away from him in life. How would you react if everything was stolen from you today? How would that wall, how would you look at it? Verse 2, and they took captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great, without killing anyone, and carried them off and went their way. When David and his men came to the city, behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted their voices and wept until there was no strength in them to weep. How low do you go when trials come against you, when you're up against it? You ever been in the place where you wept so hard that you're exhausted from your weeping? That was where David was with his men in the midst of that storm. And then David and the people who were with him, in verse 5, now David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite. Moreover, David was greatly distressed because the people spoke of stoning him. The great leader was now almost an enemy to his own men because in the bitterness of their grief, as it says, they started to see that, you know, maybe we should kill this leader. It's because of him. And in dark places, we often accuse others of problems that have arisen. In an actual fact, we should be looking for answers, not throwing the stones of blame. And so it was actually, they said, because for all the people were embittered, and they spoke of stoning him, each one of his sons and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Now there is your first key. After weeping, after the land scorched and your buildings and everything gone, your family gone, and everything looks as black as it could get. And yet David turns his face towards the answer, turns his face towards his king, to his authority, to ask of him, what do I do next, God? In the midst of a deep, dark place, God has the answers for you. But it requires us to get to the point of, I need you, Father, more than ever before. And I need you, God, because I am lost. My men are about to storm me. I have lost everything, and I've lost for them as well, because I've been in a different land, working in a different field, and I wasn't looking after my own. You imagine that, what that felt like for him? That the blame that he would feel upon himself, that he would feel that it's my fault that all this has happened, because I've been somewhere else. I haven't been looking after my own place. And man, we can do that sometimes. We can be busy focused on other things, in other avenues of life, and forgetting about the family and forgetting about our home life. Man, we are put in a godly authority position over our families. What? To do them good, to look after them, and to fight for them when they need fought for. You know, our wives are brilliant, but when they're taken from us, there is something that is missing, and there's something that leaves a void behind. The heart has been affected. Your home has been torn down. And man, we need to pay attention to what God's speaking to us today. Look after your home. Stop tending some other man's home. Look after your own home first, and allow God to bless you where he has you, in Jesus' name. That's a word for somebody there this morning. And in verse 7 it says, "Then David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, please bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought the ephod to David, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this band? Shall I overtake them?" Wow, God, shall I pursue them? Shall I overtake them? Here is a king who has realized that he's in deep water here, but he knows the source of his strength. And he goes to the father and asks. David is a reactionary. David went to God with a question, not, you know, woe is me, God, please help me in my need. No, it was a completely different prayer. God, I'm asking you, can I pursue, can I overtake, and can I recover all? He goes to his source of strength. He knows his God. He knows his God loves him, and he's asking God for permission because he wants to recover all. It's his heart to serve his men and to lead them into a battle that will cause the recovery and the takedown of the enemy. So that is a righteous man seeking a righteous way before his God. You know, and his knees were bent. His heart was humbled by all he had walked through. But yet in the midst and after the weariness of a weeping scenario, he turns his mind and his focus to God and asks God the question. And I love this, what God says. And God answers him. You speak to God, he answers. Even in the darkest of places, he is faithful and he will answer you because you've asked him, because you're his son, you're his daughter, and he loves you with an abundance. Listen to what God says here. He says, pursue, for you will surely overtake them and you will surely rescue all. There is the word of God. Pursue, overtake, and rescue all. There is nothing that he will not let the enemy keep when it's yours and a rightful authority given to you by the Lord God Almighty. It is your treasure. He has given it to you. The enemy has no rights to it. He tries to steal it, but in the midst of your storm, you rise up and you face it and you look for Jesus walking towards your boat and say, hey, Jesus, I need you right now in the midst of this storm, and I need you to be my Jesus. I need you to be my helper, my strength. And I need help. So where are you, Lord? Pursue, overtake, and recover it, because it is your God-given right. It is your God-given inheritance. And sometimes we just need to rise up into that place, see it for what it really is, and call it like what it is, and start taking back what the enemy has stolen from you. Put the enemy where he belongs onto your heel and make sure your heel hurts him bad. Because the authority you have in you through Jesus Christ, your Lord, through your Savior, is what gives you the authority to destroy the works of the enemy, to take the battle to him, to rise up and be the warrior that you're called to be. Do not let this circumstance, do not let this wall block you, hem you in from the purposes that God has for your life. In fact, get under it, get around it, get at it. And you take it down through the authority and the power of Jesus Christ, invested in you. It's invested in you. It's invested in you, and it's given to you to use. There is no wall that cannot come down when you stand with your king. When a little man, David, stood in front of a giant in the nation with five stones in his hand, he knew his God, and he knew this mocker of his God was going to come down. He used it to wipe him out and to humiliate the enemy and to bring victory, bring hope into the others that stood with Israel. So God wants you to arise. He is calling you to arise. He is saying, "You, where you are right now is not your destiny, and do not let it dictate your future. Do not wallow under it. Even though you don't feel it, you don't see it, and you don't sense it, arise, because Isaiah 61 says, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's in you, it's around you, and it's there to do you good, and it's there as your source of strength and power to operate from." You know, so you want to get that. You, like I said earlier, God's word is written in stone. The word of the Lord speaks clearly to us that we are a blessed people, that we are grafted into the vine, and that the roots bring us the source, and God is our root. And so we actually tap into that. That's our source of strength, our source of joy, because peace comes in the morning when we accomplish what God has called us to do. Amen? You are not weak. You are a warrior. You are not a grasshopper. You are a son of a king. You are a daughter of the king. You are royalty. You are a prince or princess in the kingdom of your God. So all authority has been given to you that Jesus passed on to us as his what? His bride. Will a father look after a bride? Yes, he will. Will a father look after his wife? Yes, he will. You know, so God is on our side even more than we realize, and he is calling us today to a new walk of strength and power and authority, that the righteousness of the Lord God Almighty, the righteous ways of the King of Kings, is our path, and he will make a path straight for us. Even in the desert, he will create water and streams of in the desert that will bring life back to the desert, and rivers will flow again where they haven't flown for a long while. If your heart is dry today, and you've lost your purpose, you've lost your ability in your God to know who he is, then return to the Father today. Say you're sorry and ask him to revive you, to bring back the joy of your salvation that has gone into the past summer, because you've allowed life to come in. You've allowed what's been happening around you to come in and make you weary before your King. You need a refreshing. You need the joy of the Lord to be your strength again. You need to know who your rock is and get up on it and stand on it and declare it. I am the son of a king. There is nothing that can come against me that will take me down, because I am powerful to the bringing down of strongholds and principalities and powers under the authority and under the blood of Jesus Christ, that paid a price to give me freedom and paid a price to make me a warrior in his kingdom. So arise today into the place that you're meant to be. Do you know there's decrees that you need to make in your life? And I remember years ago that I made a decree and I sang it over and over and over. I've shared this before, but I'm sharing it again because this is important. This is a fact of truth that will help you establish words of God into your heart, into your spirit, and around your life. And there was an old song from the 50s revivals that was being sung. And I remember hearing it as a 17, 18-year-old. And I was in a scenario where I needed God's help. And I began in my bedroom as praying, and yes, tears in my eyes. And I began to sing this song. I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe it and say, I believe God. And I sang it again, and I sang it again, and I sang it again, and I sang it again. You know, and probably after about 20 times of singing over the song, something began to hit my spirit, the spirit of God that's in me. Why? Because I was singing truth over my spirit. I was singing over my circumstances. I was singing over where I was at that point. And the word of God, the truth of the word, that I believe God, and I can ask what you will and it shall be done. I trust and obey in you, God, and I believe it and say it. I believe God. And that words, that song got in my spirit, and I began to dance. I began to get filled with joy. And you know what? The next morning I got up and that circumstance was changed because I attacked it in a proper way. I took worship until it birthed in my spirit, and I sowed seeds of truth into my spirit that changed the heart that was in me and made me arise into a declarer of truth and one that knew that God was on the move. He only asked me to be still and know that he was God, and God moved on my behalf, and that circumstance that I was in got shifted, shut down, and the door opened, and I walked right through because I knew at that point something in my spirit had birthed me into a revelation that he's my God, and in him I will trust. I will not falter. I will not get out of his ways, because he is the leader of my life. It's him that will make my path straight. There is no one else. And when you've got a wall in front of you, you need to know who your God is. You need to approach that wall and sing and declare and decree over your life scriptures that mean something to you, that cause you to arise inside into the warrior that you are meant to be. You know, in Matthew 26 and verse 40, it says, this is Jesus here. And Jesus said, and he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, so you men could not watch with me for 1 hour? That wasn't the only time that night that Jesus returned and they were asleep again. In his darkest hour, when he needed them to be with him, they could not even press through and stay awake with the Father. We need to be careful that in circumstances of life that we have an awakened spirit to who is around us, that to who that can be around us in dark places. And that is Jesus, the Spirit, and his Spirit of the living God around us and in us for reasons that we have still yet to see in sometimes in some circumstances. But the power of God is nonetheless with you. It is nonetheless inside of you, and it's nonetheless going to come out of you when required. So you need to attune your mind and renew your mind and be the servant, be the warrior, but be the one that can pull a sword out and actually make declarations and stick your sword in the ground. Hey, devil, I am not moving one more step for you. I am not backing away. I am going to put my sword in the ground. And then when I feel it, I'll take the sword out and I'll push it in the ground in front of me. And I'll take the ground. I'll move forward bit by bit. And if you come near me and face me, I will take the sword out of the ground and I will take your head off. I will take your knees out and I will do exploits for my king. You are a warrior, and there is a plan and a purpose that God has for you in this season to stand tall and to stand with your God. You know, in the midst of sometimes when things take us into this E scenario, you know, like David was in another land, having quite a good life, fighting battles, but getting paid well and doing well. And yet it wasn't the place where it was his weakness came in, was he wasn't there protecting his homeland, protecting his family. But we can sometimes get into the lull place of it looks good, it's all going well, and I'm so happy. You know, we seem to be doing really well, and then bam, something comes out of the blue that actually sideswipes us and tries to take us out. It's in those times where you don't need to stand up and fight when you're doing well and everything is going well, but you need to fight when the enemy comes against you and is out to destroy you and take you out. That's where you need to find that spirit of the living God inside you and cause it to arise into the warrior that you're called to be. Because the word declares who you are in your God. Outside of him, you're nothing. But in him, you are everything. And his plans and purposes and his decrees over your life are good. He's not called you to be the tail. He's called you to be the head. Amen. You know, in First Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12 says there, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. And you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Some of you today have to return to the Father and actually reconfess your allegiance to your King. You've let things go, you've let things slip, and you haven't been living 100% sold out and surrendered to the Lord God Almighty. This is your day today to put things right. The Lord is speaking to you. He's speaking to your spirit right now. This is a time of decision to return and resubmit your life to the Lord God Almighty and follow in his ways. Follow in his footsteps. Make it right today, folks. There is time. I mean, if he came back in 5 minutes time and you hadn't put things right, how would you feel? This is the day. This is the time. Today is the time to put things right with your God. Get back in line. Get back into your rank formation with the Lord's army and stand your ground and see the battles getting destroyed in front of your face, because you're what? You're marching with a group. You're marching with an army that is you are part of, you were called to be part of. And if you're not walking in that way, then you're in behind. You're actually running from the battlefield. And the Lord's calling your heart back out again today and saying, return to me, son. Return to me, daughter, with all of your heart. And let me lead you in this next season like you've never been led before. So submission and surrender is what's called for today. In Jesus' name. First Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Be on the alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong. Come on, guys. Come on, women. This is it. Some of you want to rise up and be the Wonder Woman that you were called to be, with a sword and a shield out there doing exploits against the enemy. Us men need to don on the Ephesians 6 armor and get out there again where the battle waxes hot and actually rise into the warrior mode and draw your sword out and go, war! And actually get the cry, get your spirit awakened to the living God. Awaken what is sleeping within you and stir back up again. The gifts that are within you that God has given you, stir them up. And don't let them be lying and getting dust in the cupboard. This is your day. This is your war. And you are missing from the battlefield. Get back to the battlefield. Put back on your armor. Take back on your protection. And stand up to be the person that God called you to be. This is your call today. You have been called by the Father. He is your Father. And this day he calls your heart again into the place of submission and resurrender. And saying, okay, God, I surrender all. I give you all. Take me, Jesus, use me, and let me be a penny in your pocket that you can spend. Complete submission to the Father. You've tried your ways. They don't work out that well, do they? Now try his ways and see the God that gives you the more after he's provided you what you need, and he comes with the more, and he takes you on exciting journeys in this next season of your life. Your life's not over yet. You haven't breathed your last breath. So come on, folks, get up, arise, awaken, and be the light within you that the world needs to see, that you exalt Jesus and bring the glory to him so that he gets exalted and the glory goes to the Father and you see people won for the King. That's your aim, to make disciples of all nations. So unless you're in complete surrender and completely in the right place, you're not doing the right work. You're pleasing yourself. You're building your own house. But yet God's calling you to say, come on, enough's enough. Waken out of your slumber, waken out of your sleep. I need you now, and I don't want you to be like the disciples sleeping when Jesus needed them. But he is saying, awaken, awaken, awaken into the next arena that's upon us, that we're stirring up the gifts that are within us to do battle, to do exploits for our King, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That wall in front of me, I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be obliterated in the name of Jesus Christ. I remember just as we finished here, I remember years ago, and we had young Graham, and Graham probably was about 10 years of age at that time, but he had a prophetic dream about me that he came and he shared with me, and I've never forgotten it. But he describes this wall, tall as that you can't see over it, wide as that you couldn't see around it, and it was going down into the ground as well. And Graham says, I see you there, and I see you with like a hilty gun, and you're chiseling at the wall, and you know, you're going at it, and you're determined that wall's coming down. But then it comes and you get tired. You get weary because your arms are getting sore and you can't keep sustaining how you've been attacking it. And you actually get down on your knees. And he said, then I seen you, and you began to dig. And others, when they seen that you had changed how you were doing things, came and joined you and began to dig with you. And you dug and dug down, and you came up and out the other side. And when you came up out the other side and others followed you, you stood there, and what had been blocking your view of the glory and the greatness of God was then visible again in your eyes. And the brightness of the king, all his arrayed armor was in front of you. You've seen him again, and the wall came crashing down behind you because you had persevered and you had broken through and came out into the glory of the Lord again. And that's what I'm declaring over you today, that if there's a wall in your life that's around you and blocking you out from the view of your God and who he is and who he is inside of you, then I command that that wall comes down right now in Jesus' name. That there is no wall like Jericho's wall that can stand in his presence and stay standing, because the word of God tells me different. The word of God says you are a conqueror, you are a victorious person because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we just pour out your spirit right now. We say, come where everyone is today, whether they're in their lounge, whether they're at work and listening on headphones, whatever way they are listening right now, we just say, Lord, let the word of the Lord, your word, go swiftly. Let it stir hearts. Let it stir spirits again within those that have become like dry sticks, and let life bud forth again, and let life come back into the spirit. Let the life of the Father come and awaken him. Let the heart be surrendered again to Jesus Christ to go, Lord, I am only yours and no others. I will put aside the land of the others, and I will come back and I will be with you where you need me to be. I will be the son or the daughter that you desire me to be, and I will learn from you. I will sit at your feet. I will watch for you. I will walk with you, and my heart will be open to your ways so that I know when you move that it's an awakening in my spirit to say, stand up, we're about to do exploits. So, Father, I call upon that great awakening of the refreshing of your Holy Spirit, that gift that you gave us when you went to be with your Father. I say, Lord, release an empowering awakening again, that the soul and the spirit of man gets awakened to the life force of you, Father. Once again, stir us up, pour out upon us. Let us be baptized, not just with water, Lord, but with fire. Fire that marks us, fire that changes us, and fire that burns off everything that's not of you. So we stand pure, spotless, washed in the blood. Warriors ready to do battle for you, Lord. So I bless you right now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And I declare that over you today, that your King is greater. There is no wall that is bigger than you that will not come down because of his power within you. So I bless you with the ability to seek out decrees, speak them out. Do not let your voice be silent, and sing it, decree it until it affects your spirit and it comes alive in you. Something ignites in you and you get back the joy of your salvation, and that there you see things through different lenses and you see the reality of how God sees it, not how you look at it in the natural. But you see his ways opening up before your eyes, and then grab it, run with it, and let great joy overtake you, because you know that your God is with you and for you and stronger in you than you can ever be on your own. So we bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen. We just thank you for being with us today. And remember that later on, this message will be on YouTube. So you can always tune into YouTube and actually have this message again. You can click the share button, take the link and send it out by email to others so they get the benefit and they get to hear the word of the Lord for them too as well. You know, so there's always things that we can do to spread the gospel and to take things to another level. There's ways that God has for you that are opening up, that you will know his ways and surrounded by him. And the leading of the Father will change you, impact you. And because of that, you will then impact and change others. So God is good. Amen. God is very good. You know, don't walk away from him. Always chase him down. Seek his face and allow him to open doors, open walls that are in front of you, that they get removed because he's faithful. He's true. So we love you guys. Have a great week. May you have encounters with the Lord, and may you have encounters with others that actually take you to new heights and new depths in the Father and his love. God bless.